Up in the department. It wants to promote physical education and activity in schools. Education expert, a professor of practice at the University of Johannesburg, Mary Metcalf. Professor, good afternoon, welcome. Hello, Professor.
Hi, hello.
Thanks for joining us. Professor, what do you make of Minister Gayton McKenzie recently being appointed, saying he's intending to change things within the department? He wants our kids at schools to become more active in physical training as well as various sporting codes.
I love his enthusiasm in terms of addressing this issue, but I think the path forward to make this a reality requires quite careful planning, and that's for many reasons. I understand from the press article in the press that he's hoping to include it and have the curriculum changed in order to have greater inclusion of sport. That is going to require, I think, quite a lot of work with the DBE because of the general pressures on the curriculum. The second thing is the issue of facilities at school level. That will, I think, mean that as part of his processes of exploring this idea, he needs to see what exists at school level and what needs to be done to strengthen provision. Many schools are able to run, for example, soccer clubs with quite rudimentary facilities, but there needs to be an investment in terms of improving those facilities if it's going to work. There's so much that needs to be undertaken to improve school sports, and we need to understand that a lot of the community support can be driven with strong parental involvement, links to municipal infrastructure, and we shouldn't be looking only at DBE to solve this problem.
Professor, it is welcomed. As you say, we love Minister Gayton McKenzie's enthusiasm. But essentially, it is a monumental task. Is it a case of DSAC and DBE would have to then work together and synchronize? Would we have to scrap the current curriculum, reintroduce something brand new? Because if that is the case, this will make us realize how monumental this task is.
I wouldn't start with the curriculum. Nor would I start with a DBE. Where I would start is at local level, within provinces, where we have education districts who can work with local government to look at the resource availability within the geographical area to find local structures which can drive school sports in school or after school to make sure that more young people have an opportunity to participate. Of course, that doesn't mean we shouldn't rule out the other ideas that he has, for example, curriculum, DBE, but let's start making it happen where it's possible at local level.
Are we essentially focusing, Professor, on one, reintroducing, because a lot of WhatsApp messages came in actually a bit earlier relating to PT, physical training, or PE, phys ed, etc. Are we essentially saying get that reintroduced again because a lot of schools are no longer offering it? Are we saying that, or in addition to that, get kids involved in more sporting codes?
Okay, so there's two issues here. One is the role within the curriculum. So life orientation does include sports. If we want to change the curriculum, that would have to be brought into the processes that are already underway of the DBE about strengthening the curriculum.